He said in Ephesians 1, he said he was telling us what he wrought in Christ. And then he said when he raised him from the dead, he set him in his own right hand where in heavenly place it right. Far above all, what, principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only its word, but also in that which is to come, right? And put all of the thing that was against you before you got saved and against the body, he put all of these things under your feet. You remember I mentioned Dad Hagin said he was met this minister. And he said, y'all remember that? And said, and when he met him, they was talking, you know, they knew each other. He said, Brother Hagin, I got the devil on the run. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Okay. He said, the only thing about it, I'm running, he asked me. I'm running and he's after me. Now, this is what have gone on too long. You have no business running from the devil, demons, none of them. Because you've been raised far above them. And we are right there. And to prove that, and I'm coming back to Ephesians chapter 3 here in a minute, just to prove that. Because he said he raised Christ far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name, his name, right? And that's chapter 2 of that same book, which is Ephesians chapter 2. He said, have raised us up together. When he raised Christ up, you were raised up. Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That's what happened. That's what has happened to us. We've been raised up together. The reason, now listen, I'm in Ephesians chapter 3 now. This is the reason because I preach that you and the believing Jews are joint heirs. And see, this is what's been the problem. We got all, and I don't want to get off on this, just want to make mention of, we got all the different denominations and different faiths. They say, I'm this faith, I'm that faith. Ain't but one faith to be of. Ain't but one true faith, and that's a God kind of faith. That's the faith that God gives out. The other faith is opposing faith to God. And see, all of this is to bring distraction. That's why all these names, all this, and you know, we come up with all these names and we name, I'm the only one right. No, Jesus is the only one right, baby. God is the only one right. Are you with him? Are you following him? That's what people got in trouble with, you know, taking things to extreme in water baptism and all the other stuff. Baby, you can get ducked 1,774,000 times if you don't receive Jesus. You're going to bust hell wide open. Because that's the only one that's going to get you. That's the only one can save us. You can say Jesus, Lord Jesus, Mighty Jesus, Holy Jesus, whatever you want to say over him, but if you don't receive Jesus, it's not going to just, and what I'm trying to get across, these things have messed up people because they think they say these things, I'm better than you, I got something. No, God wants you to understand, once you're born again, you in the body. And you got to get in this word, and you got to get in this word so the Lord, by his spirit, by his ministry gifts, which I won't get to tonight, can teach believers how to grow up in the Lord. And began to walk there. But all this stuff to bring confusion. To keep men and keep men from walking in their true identity. So let me read on, because time is moving on. He said, I, Paul, am a prisoner of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, on the behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was entrusted to me to share with you for your benefit. See, this is why we got to preach it to all mankind, this grace. It's entrusted to us. And when we say, see, a lot of people get caught up in the title, but ain't nothing in the title if you ain't true to the calling. You got to be true to the calling. Are you hearing from God? Are you talking to Jesus? Are you under his command? Are you preaching and teaching so people can get saved, so people can get taught the truth, so they can grow up and become all that God called them to be? It ain't about how many folks I got and got them under my control. Man, they do what I tell them to do. Well, you may have a few ignoramus following you. Don't know nothing. You need every one of you. I don't need you sitting up here ignorant. I need you knowledgeable. You can't help me ignorant. Until you pick up a piece of paper, what's that? You know, I really don't need to tell you that. You ought to be wise enough to see it need to be picked up. You understand what I mean? People need to know, and you don't need to. You don't need to sit in a church and you don't know nothing and just believe anything. It ought to be taught. Every believer should grow up and become productive in the kingdom of God. You don't threaten me. You help me. All right. Stewardship of God, grace entrusted to me to share with you for the benefit, for your benefit. And that by divine revelation, this is who, by divine revelation, the mystery was made known to me. See, Paul said, by divine revelation, the mystery was made known to me. Hallelujah. As I have already written in brief, by referring to this, when you read it, you can understand my insight into the mysteries of Christ, into the mystery of Christ. All right, let me read on, then I will come back. Which in other generation was not disclosed, I'm in the Amplified, was not disclosed to mankind. Notice, in what other generation was not disclosed to mankind, as it was, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. And it is this. It is this. That the Gentiles are now joint heirs with the Jews and members of the same body and joint partakers sharing in the same divine promise in Christ Jesus through their faith in him, the good news of salvation. Of this gospel, I was made a minister by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power to me. Though I am the very least of all saints, God's people, this grace, which is undeserved, was graciously given to proclaim to the Gentile the good news of the incomprehensible riches of Christ. That spiritual wealth, which no one can fully understand. This spiritual wealth. All right, let me just begin to break it down. The mystery that the other generation of people knew nothing of. God had it in his plan all the time. Even before the foundation of the world, that he will have a people that he could, y'all hear me? He could impart himself into a people that will be just like him.
Can y'all hear what I'm saying?